Welcome to New Leadership Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Grace Lunny. Grace, would you take it from here?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Tonya, for having me on this call today. I've enjoyed listening to the virtual summit and have connected with everyone on LinkedIn already. So I'm excited about those conversations. I'm sure that will be coming down the pike. And I've launched a platform called All About That Brand, supporting the launch of people's personal, professional, and business brands. On the All About That Brand podcast, I interview business owners and marketing folks who have something interesting to say about branding. We just won an international award and our following is really taking off. So please, please reach out to me if you'd like to be a guest on the show. My share today is the power of words, revealing hidden landmines to your leadership success. And earlier, Melina Fausch spoke about the importance of voice quality, pitch, pauses, and choosing clear, courageous, and courteous words. And I so agree. I'm going to springboard off Maluna's words by sharing just a little story. And yesterday in session with one of my VIP clients, we spoke about the components of his brand as part of the Canvas Your Talent brand design program. He moved here from Europe and he's challenged with expressing his words, particularly what makes him different from his competition. He wants to jump forward into web, social, artwork, everything, but doesn't yet have his positioning. He doesn't yet have the words. And he's allowed me to pull him in and recognizes now the power of having those right words. You know, I've always marveled at the power of words. And think of a baby's first words, mama or dada. And the parents are each hoping the baby will speak their consonant first, right? And awareness is the tapestry of our life. The language we use is the different colored threads of our reality. By changing one word or thought within ourselves, we either expand, we contract, and we alter our reality in that process. The thoughts and conversations of the generations before us could still be stuck and resonating in our lives. And the fantastic thing is, yeah, we get to change it. So the things that you're saying to yourself, sometimes they're tucked in. You know, my dad used to say this all the time. He used to say, life isn't easy. Life's never easy. I mean, he just repeated it all the time. And I can remember coming home from having a win, right? You know, selling something, you know, new software, startup, so excited. And I said out loud in the car with me and my rock and roll, life isn't easy. And I thought, you know what? Gosh darn it. Yes, it is. My life is amazing. And I, in that moment, had such clarity on the power of words and how I could get fueled or stuck by virtue of some of these words that were inserted by other people around us. And so ask yourself the question, do you believe that you're responsible for your speaking? Or is the person listening responsible for understanding you? Do you believe you're responsible for your thoughts? Or do you feel like the world is coming at you? And do you notice when something is not well received? And do you feel that kind of, oops, I need to reframe that, or I need to reset that, or you know what? Ouch, I know that didn't come over the way that I wish it did. Or you lose perhaps a sale, or you lose perhaps connection with a partner that you really want to engage with because you said something that didn't resonate with them. And so, you know, I ask you, would you like to discover more? And so may I, this is where I normally in a room ask for permission to play today. So hang with me as we kind of talk through this, you know, Charlie Brown's teacher style as I'm feeding you juicy information here. So the body of work we're chatting about today could be called conscious language. And I'm going to share a couple of statements with you and think about what those statements might bring about in the speaker's life. So if someone said, I'm not good at public speaking, and they said it over and over, and they were afraid of getting in front of a room, that probably would repeat itself over and over. And if they had to, because of a job or requirement from a client, they had to get in front of the room, they probably would be a little flustered by that, right? What about someone who constantly says, you know what, I don't like negative people. I don't like negative people. That person's so negative. Well, what happens is all of a sudden they're, you know, the attraction phenomenon happens and they're around more and more negative people. Instead of saying, you know what, I really enjoy people who have a positive outlook. Here's the next one. I don't have enough time. How often do people say that? I heard that earlier today here. I giggled a little bit. You know, that whole time we trap ourselves in the thought that we never have enough time. Oh, I wish I could buy more time. Oh, I don't have time to take vacation, or I do have time to this. And I got to tell you, I'm all on board with the colored little squares. And, you know, I have a structure that every week I go into a certain number of squares. And I'll tell you what, by the end of the week, it's a whole new different layout because I dance with time. That's my phrase. It's not that I don't have enough time. Maybe I don't have enough time to do everything I want to do in one day, but I dance with time. But what about the phrase, I don't know? I don't know. I don't know. Some people say that just by accent. Well, I don't know. They say it sometimes out loud. Sometimes it's just in your head. I don't know. Versus, oh, I'm excited about getting clarity around this. Or here's another one too. Moms do this a lot. I have to do everything myself. Well, that'll land you probably having to do nothing but rest from Friday afternoon all the way to Sunday. That's not very fun. And so the words that you use can reinvent your life. It can keep you stuck. It can help you expand. It might contract you, but the outcome of what's happening in your life is largely based upon what you say out loud and what you're saying in your head. And sometimes, gosh darn it, sometimes we don't hear what's going on in our head. Sometimes we have the opportunity for people around us to respond to those thoughts. Okay, so it might sound like a stretch. Stop and think about the words you find yourself saying a lot. Perhaps without consciously thinking about it or warming up to it, they just kind of pop out. And do they show up more often in your world when things are going well? Or do they show up, you know, I have a whole set of words that I'm still working on, right? I'm a work in progress. That if I'm struggling with something, I have a different set of words than when I'm feeling really great. Oh my gosh, I just had a great call. I've got a new client. I've got a new speaking engagement. My daughter's coming in town to see me. You know, when things are going well, I have a different bag of words than when things are a little bumpy. And it makes sense that choosing language that is supportive of yourself and others, that's positive, that affirms and states what you choose to experience, what you choose to be, do, and create, that doesn't limit or shortchange you anyway, might be a smart idea. And when you choose to use disempowering language like I should or I can't, or you're giving your personal power away and living and creating from a state of fear and self-sabotage instead, you can choose to create the experience that best serves you with your words and step more fully into the life you choose for yourself. And over time, I've become more conscious of my language. And as a, people call me a personal branding influencer. So what does that mean? I'm so tuned in to my clients' words, the words they say out loud, the words they put in their emails, the words that they put on their social media, the words they put into their LinkedIn profile. I'm really good at reading those words. And boy, I wish I could read my own that easily. It's kind of, think of it like a bottle of wine, right? So you have the wine on the inside. Can that wine read the label? Can't, right? Your partner or your network, the people on the outside of the bottle are the ones who can read the label. So over time, as I become more conscious of the language and really stepping up my game with what I create and how I affirm others and myself with my language. And in the last few months, I've really taken it up some notches. And the great thing is it just keeps getting more and more fun. Initially, it's very frustrating. But when you start to laugh at yourself, you know, you've made some progress. You have created opportunity for yourself. When I know for myself, when I laugh, I've caught myself and I get to reframe the thing that I said in my favor. So today I have some simple changes you can make to your language. So it's a bit more conscious and supportive of your positive beliefs, your expanding potential, your intentions, and, you know, your desires. What would you love? You know, I have a dear friend who is very involved in a certain body of work. And she's always asking me, well, what would you love? She catches me with my language all the time. Okay, so the first one is the power of I am. So if you say, I am sleepy, right? You're probably going to get more sleepy. And I am statement is one of the most powerful expressions we can use. And what you say after I am creates who you are as an individual. It shapes your personality, your ego, your confidence, and that subconscious, you know, the iceberg that's underneath the water that you don't really have access to all the time. Choose to say positive expressions of who you are and let go of that negative, that limiting talk that isn't in line with whom you choose to be. Even if you don't feel you fully believe it, you can still affirm who you choose to be as you step more fully into this, you know, higher expression of yourself. So I am sleepy. You could change that to I'm refreshed after getting a really good rest, even though you're not quite there yet. Or I'm alone to I'm sure I'm going to meet someone wonderful at this event. You know, I don't know if Tonya knows this, but I'm actually an introvert. I am not real excited about going to networking events. And you know, sometimes I don't have the juice to get in the room. Sometimes I get in the room, I meet a couple people, and I'm full. I have to leave. And for me, I have to set an intention, go in the room, really rev myself up, and then I have to go rest afterward, right? The older I get, the more I have to rest. Okay, next one. I am confused. To if you say you're confused about something, good for you for noticing it hasn't come together yet, but you could focus on the confused, or you could say, I'm looking for the clarity to achieve my goal. And something is, you know, kind of left-brained or tactical. I am cold. You know, you say, you know what? I'm warming up perfectly. I don't know how that's going to happen yet, but it's going to happen. And if you're, say, in a stadium and getting warm immediately isn't on the horizon, you can give yourself a chance. I am a lucky mother of two millennials. One's 24 and one's 26. My daughter had the opportunity to do a lot of different things already. And, you know, you're always the pilot of your life and trying not to be the teacher with her, just trying to like throw a few of these little nuggets here and there and explaining to her that expressing what she chooses to create and can do is more empowering than saying that you need, you want, you must, you should, you shouldn't do something because that focuses on the lack in your life and sets herself up as a victim rather than the master of her little millennial life. And there's no dependence in I choose or I am. So my daughter was really fussy about being a barista. She said, Mom, I'm tired of being in this dead end job. And I said, you know, why don't you re-engineer this thing? Why don't you just say, I'm going to learn to be an entrepreneur from this owner. And I'm going to ask to be the community liaison and marketing manager, which is what she really wanted to do, because she knew that they were from out of town. They really didn't know the community. She was totally plugged into our small city here. And no kidding, that day she was promoted to shift lead and asked to give feedback on products and local events. And that was such a game changer for her. Just by us sitting together, you know, no surprise, over coffee in the morning, and her coming up with something that she could write down to herself before she went into work was a game changer for her. So what are some other little nuggets here? What could you say? So some people will say, I don't want, right? I don't want to be fat. I don't want to look old. I don't want to go to work. Right? So what if you choose to be fit, thin, and healthy and comfortable in a size, whatever dress? Or I choose to lose weight. I choose to be fit, thin, healthy, and comfortable in that dress. Instead of, I don't want to look old. I desire to be vibrant and full of energy. Or I must go to work. Instead of, I'm happy working with clients and delivering my zone of genius. So I'm a big Star Wars fan, and Yoda, he has all these cool little phrases. And one of those is around the word try. You remember what he used to say? Do or do not, there is no try. And so I would have you decide to remove the word try out of your language. And there's no trying to do something or not trying to do. Either you're going to do it and give it your full focus or you're not. Either is fine. So you have full permission to do it your way. Either is fine and perfect and entirely up to you. But realize fine is kind of a squishy non-action. Have you ever tried to pick up a chair or a pencil? You either picked it up or you didn't. And I encourage you to read over this in your mind or listen over to this in your mind and choose to live in your higher power and choose the words that reflect that and be honest with yourself. Do you or don't you? Okay, the hot words for me are when people say, you shouldn't do blah, 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 or just stop worrying about blah, 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 or don't do, you know, fill in the blank. When people try to direct me like that, I have to breathe. I can't even respond. Sometimes I have to leave the room. But here's the deal. When those people push those negative thoughts and words out into the world towards whomever, it not only affects me, it also affects them. So if I can, you know, respond to that in a productive way, and get them to reframe it and get them to think about giving me permission, that not only serves me, well, it will serve me because I'm very, very triggered by that. But, you know, maybe I could volley back and give them a little bit more opening in their world and how they see things. So think about those words or phrases that trigger you and see if you can't find, you know, a par partner, a buddy, you know, Brene Brown would say a marble jar partner to help you break those habits. Identify a silly word that you could say to shift their thinking. So if you're having this conversation on and somebody says to you, you shouldn't do blah, blah, blah. And I could just say the word hot dog. And that person, because we've had the conversation already, would look at me and go, oh, yeah, let me read. And they reframe it on the spot. And it's hard to do reframing on your own. It's difficult. Your thoughts and even your words can appear in your blind spot. And so I would have you think about or take little notes on the things that get you, right? Things like, I don't have the money for blank, or I don't want to pay my bills on time this month. I don't want to struggle with bills anymore. I choose to pay my bills on time and feel relaxed hereon, right? No problem. If you say the thing, no problem, a lot of people do that. Oh, no problem. No problem. That's one of mine. No problem. And translation is just bring more problems to me. And quite frankly, I'd like to avoid that. Why not say just thank you, or you're welcome, or right, versus I never have enough time to get my work done, or I'm enjoying getting my work done in a timely fashion. Okay, so we've gone over a lot of those little nuggets. So here's my suggestion with your thinking, your speaking, your communications is grab that buddy and have them sit with you and read your LinkedIn profile, read your headline, read a paragraph at a time, read the body of what's in there and the things that you're even commenting on other people's stuff. Have them read your speaker bio, have them read your brochures and your pictures and your website, and then do the same for them. Because you're reading the label on the outside of the bottle of wine. Right, you have the opportunity to really give that as a gift and also get a little juice in return, which I think is amazing. And so overall, the power of words is just really the springboard for you. It's a little flag waving and gives you the opportunity to confirm, yeah, I'm going in the direction I want to go, or maybe I need to change my tune a little bit, or maybe I need to change my words, or say that hot dog and redirect yourself. And so, you know, my focus is personal branding, helping people tell their story in such a way that their perfect client cannot wait to do business with them. And if you like what you heard today and would like to learn more, please feel free to email me. My email is Grace, G-R-A-C-E, at allaboutthatbrand.com. You can also check me out, podcast of the same name, All About That Brand. There's a YouTube channel. There's some interesting things to download on allaboutthatbrand.com. And I'm happy to spend 30 minutes with you talking about the words, talking about your brand, reviewing your LinkedIn profile with you. I'd be happy to be your buddy for that, just because I might see something you don't see. So thank you very much for today. I appreciate it.